This is going to be band E in the first section. And I'm adjudicator Kate Warman. Yeah, good opening. Was good balance all the way around, nice effects in the percussion, and good intonation. Nice cornet duet, well done moving together, and basses and horns. To a couple of notes there to settle the intonation between solo cornet and soprano, but it seemed to improve through measure 9. And a good unison sound in the horns. I think the balance is good. And a good chill there. I liked it a little bit more at the bottom of that 10-8. Couldn't quite hear the start of that in the baritone euphonium. Just good attention to detail through here, and good job bassist keeping a mezzo piano. And good work in the percussion. Just making sure how all those trills have the same intensity. Good, I like the D downbeat. Be careful not to get too pecky in the back row. You want to be able to hear the instruments that change pitch, so the horns between 81 and 82. Good job, horn section up that scale. In general, all the sections are working well together. Yeah, good transition. I liked that you weren't tempted to bring up that crescendo too quickly. We let the tone settle before we crescendoed into the downbeat of H. Good work there. Again, lining up that second baritone and tubas. Good. job, Solo Corner. A very nice little tuba moment there, just light and bouncy. Let's make sure the sound sustains through the horn, that we don't swell on the solo horn as they are in the baritones. I'm going to take a little bit more flugel. It's got menacingly written. We have good style here at K. And good ensemble in 160. Great job of highlighting the contrast there. Just a little treacherous there on the second set of 16th, so it was going really, really well. And then where we had the wider intervals to traverse, I think we got a little bit unnerved. Just be careful of the intonation around here in the solo cornet, so really like the mezzo forte and coming up to forte. Sometimes the pitch isn't quite accurate at the beginning of the measure. But good playing here, solo cornet. A nice euphonium duet. Good colors overall. Almost perfect trombones and tubas. Good energy as we start to build up the tempo here. Trombones, I thought that gliss was well managed. Gave us good intensity all the way through it. See if we can get the similar effect on the wah mute, both in the cornets and the trombones, sounding slightly different between the two. Seemed a little loud for me for that baritone solo, and certainly was not matched in volume by the flugel. Same here too, so that just seemed out of balance, with the first one being much louder, the second and third. A little strong in the Reppiano cornet. She had to take it back. I think it's the Flugel entrance that's coming in strong. I think that these entrances should be almost unnoticeable. And as seamlessly as we can enter there, this is a good unison sound. Thank you, bass drum. Just make sure that timpani crescendo really is just a little bit more on every note. We don't get to a point where we're stagnant and then wait a few beats and then crescendo again. Second time, on the bass's eighth notes. Good euphonium. Lots of character. Here come the cornets. Yeah, just dig out the first note a little bit more so that we hear the start of the phrase, the quarter notes. But a nice, rich tone. So to really balance this trombone and basses to make it like a full symphonic section here. Can't let the basses overplay the trombones. Good work with the vibraphone and all the entrances and the cornets. Just about got there together at Y. Just wailing a little bit too much soprano cornet. It's forte fortissimo up in the top, but it doesn't want to get distracting. Yeah, hard to come back in and do that. Three before the end, trombones just before you get to do your vibrato. It just sounded like our pitch wasn't matching exactly on that concert C sharp before the vibrato and the wobbling comes in. A lot of good things happening in there. Unfortunate soprano towards the end there. Just lost a little bit once we got to letter Z. But some strong things and a good strong opening. Some people have not started as well as you did today, so thank you for your preparation. Shifted a little bit between the very opening, measure three, and then what we got with the pickups in the cornets. But commend the soprano on the first entrance. Did a fine job on the on that first opening pitch. A little bit of intonation issues there on the horn as you came down. And the tempo again just might have been on the shade slow side there at 13. Just got to help it flow, the music flow forwards. Again, I've had this in the last piece too, just a bit of dynamic inconsistency. It was very nice flugel and solo horn, piano, and then the baritone just seemed considerably louder. So the last beat there, 34. You know, just got to hold our intonation through the end of the measure before we get to a downbeat. It is noticeable, even if something loud's coming after it. Yeah, got to make sure we can hear all the hard work going on in the brass over the snare drum there at 45. Good horns. Good horns. It's not quite matched by the baritones and the euphoniums in terms of clarity. Yeah, a bit more on the forte piano. Da-da. Good, I thought soprano free there was good, and good cherry on the top of that melody. I see flat bass. yeah, good composure through the euphonium. I know that there may be some things there that you would wish had gone a little bit differently, but you held it together well, and here you carry on. Good accompaniment through that passage too, with all the cadenzas. Good. Just don't rush through the 30 seconds too much. They are 30 seconds. Very hard passage there from 122 to 123. For the soloists, there's just really no room to hide in solos like that. Another balanced thing there, see, first trombone and bass trombone, both were marked at the same dynamic for those solos, but I did not feel like they were equal. Could have done a bit of a bigger diminuendo, I think, there, timpani, to get down to the same volume that the basses were going to enter at. We want to be good at exploding, and we also want to be good at retreating. Good job, baritones and euphonium. Thought that section was well done right before. So 170 and 171. Make sure the pickups are connected to the melody. Ba 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 ba. Good, I'd like a bit more back row cornets there with the trombones. Same comment about that diminuendo, could have taken us further. Just because it says mezzo piano at the end. Good octave there in trombone. Very good start there. Solo cornet picked up beautifully off the chord that was already going. This is very nice. I really wish that flugelhorn had show the gap that the solo cornet leaves for that measure. Very, very fine solo cornet playing. Good baritone. Just a little bit of intonation here in the flugelhorn. I think you can probably hear that for yourself. Well done, Euphen, Flugel. Good sensitivity all around. Yeah, I really appreciate the risk you took there to get to that pianissimo. It's for you to evaluate whether it paid off, but musically, as an audience member, I really appreciate that you pushed the envelope and made it hard for yourselves, intonation-wise. But it definitely demonstrated that you were prepared to be brave at that moment. Nice euphonium. Just recapping a little bit, 261, excellent downbeat with the cornets, wasn't quite matched in the horns. And then solo cornet, you've been doing so well all day, that one wasn't your best one. Good energy and good bringing out of the accents in the basses. For me, it's a little short, so it's got a marcato marking, and it can become too bouncy. Watch the intonation here on this sustain. But a good arrival. It's almost Strauss-esque. Just a little scoopy in the solo cornet on that interval. We've got to watch the pitch there as we go through these funny notes, flats and double flats in 294. Didn't sound entirely comfortable knowing how big those steps were. Good job, back row cornet. This is good between the trombone and euphonium. Good blend. Good final chord. Sounded like soprano maybe backed off a little bit to leave something for the last note, but I appreciate that they did that, and the last note was solid. A couple of things right there before the end. Okay, so 307 in the low brass, we have a dotted half note followed by 2/8. D, dum, dum, dum. Sounded like there was overall almost a hesitation before the downbeat, so those two eighth notes should be really broad, but then we don't want to have a little bit of a hiccup. Dee dum dee. That was just a small thing there I noticed towards the end. So that piece for me is really an emotional roller coaster. And we saw that sometimes, I think, especially coming off the back of the previous piece, I think it caused us a little bit of challenges on the solo end. There were so much good things happening, but unfortunately, every time we get any detraction from that in the solos, you know, it is quite noticeable. So look at ways for improving the confidence of the solo players for these big moments. I know it never comes but once a year, but we want everybody to feel comfortable on the stage for those huge moments. But again, I want to say thank you for taking the risk sometimes on the dynamic to get down on the low end. When you're here listening to a lot of band music, you appreciate that. So thanks for your preparation and for your performance today.